Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Now, Bryce Brown, the biggest star from Monday night's game, 178 rushing yards and two touchdowns in his first career start. And what better a person to break it down than former Eagles offensive lineman and Super Bowl champion, flashing the ring, Barrett Brooks. Barrett, before we get into the players, what was your take of Brown's amazing night?
Well, I think the coaching staff took advantage of what they do best, and that's running the ball with this big offensive line. It's not the line they had last year. This is the bigger guys. They want to get out and they want to run the ball. They want to go out there and get ugly and get nasty with them. So take advantage of that with a big back that makes decisions real fast. It's definitely a great decision that coaching staff to run the ball like that.
Now, Barrett, right from the jump, let's get into the plays. First run of the night came on a direct snap. What does that do for an offensive line, and what does a defense have to do trying to read who's going to get the ball, whether it's going to be the quarterback or the running back?
Well, it keeps them, you know, keeps them off their feet. They got to keep them on their toes, and the linebackers have to react faster. And because of that, they can get a hat on a hat and really go with the play.
Now, the one thing I liked about Brown's performance throughout the course of the night was he was very decisive. He didn't take a lot of time to make decisions, didn't go east and west, was very north-south.
Exactly, and if you look at the line they just had, they had a full block with the guard in the center, and with that full block, it opened up a little cavern, and he just needs just a little bit of light, and he just gets right through it.
What's it like having someone that's 6 feet, 220 pounds, that as soon as you give them that little bit of sliver, they can take it the rest of the way?
Well, it's like a linebacker. It's like hitting a linebacker. You know, this running back is big enough that he can go out. He can, the same size as the linebacker, he can go out there and hit them. He can bring the attention to them instead of the linebacker going and hitting him.
Now, he has a speed. I was not really surprised. We're waiting to see, but he has that speed to be able to get it to the outside as well, not just hit it up north and south.
Exactly. You know, with him not playing football as long as he has, going out, you know, and his body being fresh, he's definitely going out there. He's a little step, tad step faster than the defense that he's playing against right at this point.
Now, this was the play of the game right here, the 65-yard touchdown. Barrett, when you saw him break this one, how easy was it for him? Because he got that little hole on the right side, a weak side run, and he was able to take it the rest of the
way. As I said, he just needed an inch. He took that inch and ran a mile with it. And if you look at it, he outran angles with DBs. You know, usually you don't have a guy that's that big and run that fast and outrun angles from DBs who are considered to be a lot faster than him. They're probably 20 pounds lighter than he is also.
So, Barrett, what's it like as an offensive lineman? When you open up the hole, you hear the crowd going crazy, and you know that the guy's going off for a touchdown. What kind of feeling does the offensive lineman
get? It makes you feel good because you're going out there. This is what you're playing the game for. You're going out there, you're establishing the tempo, you're hitting guys in the mouth, and when you got a running back and go out and take it to the house like that, take it to pay dirt, it makes you feel good inside. You want to run the ball even more.
Now, Barrett, you're saying that the NFL is going to the more style back that can do everything here, that can run up between the tackles, that can go to the outside. How does Bryce fit that mold?
Well, he fits perfectly. You know, he's a Frank Gore type of runner, Adrian Peterson and Aaron Foster.
Aaron Foster.
So he's the type of guy, he can go out, he can set the tempo, it's one step, boom, go, hit the hole. And he has some breakaway speed also, so he's not nitpicking and playing around the backfield. He's hitting the hole as he did and just, you know, taking it to pay dirt.
Now, we talk about chemistry on the offensive line. How important is that really? Because these guys on the offensive line have only had a couple weeks together. You have guys like Dennis Kelly, a rookie at right tackle, Jay Scott, who just came off the street at right guard. These guys are trying to gel. How tough is it when you have a rookie who's not really used to any of the guys playing behind you?
Well, if you look at it, you know, the offensive line is playing better because they're running the ball. They're being more specific with what they do best. This is a bigger offensive line than they had a couple weeks before. You got guys out there, they want to maul. And when you have guys that want to maul, all they do is get a hat on a hat, give it to the running back, and he's just going to hit it and hit it downhill. It makes for a better chemistry with the offensive line because you don't have to think as much. All you're doing is just smash my football, hit him in the mouth.
Now, Barrett, we saw a second touchdown in the game came in the red zone. What does it take for a running back to be successful in the red zone?
Well, just putting the hat on the hat. The offensive line goes out there, and you're not going to press guys back that much, you know. So you just give him a little bit sliver of hope, a sliver of light, and if he hits the whole downfield like he just did, you know, scores a touchdown, it gets that offensive line going just a little bit more, and they have seem to, you know, go out there and want to be fed more and more. So he's definitely going to be a good back, you know, but even though he fumbled right here.
Two fumbles, you know, in the game. Now, what happens with an offensive line and what with the running back there? You know, is it a sense that he just has to know when to protect it? Does he has to know when to go down? just has to be aware at all times where the defensemen are going to be. What's going on in the mind of a running back?
That's simply a learning experience. He's going to understand now. The coaches probably have him walk around with a football for the rest of this week, you know. But off the line, we're definitely loving him. We want to go out there and set the tempo. And they're not passing the ball, they're running the ball. And as an offensive lineman, you want to run the ball. You want to initiate contact instead of setting back and letting the defense get into you. So they definitely love him. And I can see them doing a lot for the next 5 weeks.
Now, when they run the ball out of the shotgun, why is that so effective? Because most of the time you're thinking shotgun, you're thinking pass. But if you're able to run out of it, why is that so dangerous for an offense?
Because it doesn't give these linebackers and safeties a clear read on what's going next. I mean, there's always a chance that they can pass the ball, and because of that, they're a step later, and it gives the offensive lineman a step on the defensive line and a step on the linebacker to get up on him and put a hat on the hat, and he's great at reading the hole and hitting it right off the bat.
Now, of course, he did have the two fumbles in the game here. How important was it for the Eagles to give him the ball back? A rookie, you know, is trying to make a big play, trying to help this team out. Team has been struggling. How important was it for him to continue feeding him the rock even after his struggles there with the
first of all, it's confidence. You give him the rock, he's going to go out there, he's going to set the tempo. And I'm going to tell you the truth, they ran the ball well, and it's going to keep him out the opposing offense's hand. So you definitely want to run the rock a lot more when you're in that type of environment anyways.
So overall, what was your take at 170? I mean, did you ever block for a guy at 170 yards in the game?
I had the opportunity to rock with a couple guys like that. You know, I had Ricky Waters, I had Charlie Garner, and those are definitely tempo setters. But this guy, Brown, he's definitely a guy that's going to be very, very good. And you get him and Shady McCoy in the backfield, pick your poison. That's definitely a mix. You know, you just got to run it, though.
How does it help with a young quarterback like Nick Foles there?
But it takes a lot of responsibility of the offense off of him, you know. It gets the, you know, a tempo where he doesn't have to throw 50 times a game. You give it to him 20 times a game, let him throw for 20 times a game, and then you hand it off to Shady McCoy and Brown, you know, probably, you know, 15 times a piece. That's definitely setting the tone of what this offense is going to do, and it helps him out in the long run because it keeps it out the opposing offense's hands.
That's Barrett Brooks. He's the man in the trenches. He knows what's going on down there, breaking down Bryce Brown's amazing 178-yard performance right here on Eagles Nightly. We're going to be back with more after this quick commercial break.